A nosotros nos han educado a los españolitos.
They have taught us we are all the same here, but that is not true.
Aquí todos somos de lo mismo y siempre, y no es verdad.
How can an Andalusian say he's a Muslim? If a Moroccan says he's a Muslim, that is natural, but it is unacceptable and odd for the people here to hear that someone who was born here say, I'm a Muslim.
Islam has always been a strange thing to the people here, isn't that right? At that time, you couldn't be officially both Spanish and a Muslim.
The persisting dominant idea in the society is that he is an immigrant, someone who's come from northern Africa and sports a beard and, well, faith is a personal matter and is inside human beings. According to Spanish saying, a monk should mind both the inside and the outside. I don't know.
In many cases, you don't know what's going on, right? They are the bad guys, right? The Muslims. But why?
We sometimes had to talk about religious matters with our executive directors. One of them told me, be careful because they might deport you from Spain.
It's really strange. People get startled when someone here says he's a Muslim. There are many people here who have Arabic names. We use Arabic words in our language. When I say Arabic words, it doesn't mean that I'm a Muslim. Not all Arabs are Muslims. You can find non-Muslims among them too. But here, people associate Arabs with Muslims. It's odd that they're stranger to something that is part of our Islamic legacy, but it's the truth.
They sometimes told me, you speak Spanish really well.
Español, ¿no?
I don't think it's strange to see a Spanish man converting to Islam or even a Spanish woman converting to this religion. No, I don't find it strange at all. Now, if they were leftists, that would be surprising.
The last time we went, he was reading Ibn Arabi's book, Meccan Illuminations. That really made me happy. Now I see that he's really illuminated. Everyone on the federal committee was talking, but Manolo was reading a book about Islamic rules. Well, he reads a lot, doesn't he? You know that very well.
God is really great.
According to your friend Neruda, we, the friends of the past, are not the same people we used to be, right?
No, but it's good, especially what we experienced together. It was an interesting period of our lives.
Political activities were fun in those days. There were Franco security forces and Franco supporters. The regime was drawing its last breath, right, if we can say that.
There is great enthusiasm among these young people. Many people come here as a tourist. More than 2 million Spaniards work in Europe. This allows them to easily come here for holidays. It's not like the time when Spaniards left permanently to work in the US. People have gradually found out that class difference is smaller in the countries of Northern Europe, and workers have a relatively good life. People are looking for change here. Some of them went on strikes, and some of them participated in demonstrations.
Islamic values were somewhat consistent with these values. The values that not only the leftists, but also the rightists who were fighting for the right to democracy upheld, right?
Cuando se produce la muerte del general Franco.
When General Franco died, Spain was in an uproar. People who knew nothing about politics entered the realm of politics. They had no clear idea of the path of transformation and development. The result is what we see today, a country in crisis.
Y llegamos a lo que hemos llegado, a un país en crisis. No me afilié a ningún partido.
I did not join any political party. I always voted. A few years later, I became a Muslim. I did not convert to Islam from Catholicism. I converted from agnosticism. Then I entered the United Left Party. I can say this party has everything that the other parties have.
Y en Izquierda Unida puedo decir lo mismo que de cualquier otro partido. Hay de todo.
Yo era...
I was a member of the Young Red Guard of Spain, the Labour Party of Spain. Even in my opinion, the Communist Party was too rightist. I was mad. It's obvious. Well, if I was not crazy when I was in my 20s, now that I am 59 years old.
Ahora que tengo ya 59, pues...
En ese tiempo yo era militante de izquierda.
I was a leftist at the time. I was a member of the Andalusian Socialist Alliance, which was called the Socialist Party of Andalusia when it became a party. I started to participate in election campaigns for the first democratic elections in Spain. Well, I was disillusioned after a while and gave up politics. A few years later, when I had just finished my studies, I became a Muslim.
Unos pocos años después, pues fue cuando ya, justo cuando acabé los mis estudios, cuando acepté el Islam, ¿no?
The first person who was really surprised was me. 3 days after my first introduction to Islam, I became a Muslim.
Many people who had converted to Islam belonged to the opposition.
Mansour
was the one who encouraged those kids, those who had leftist tendencies. Mansour was a member of the Communist Party. All the kids at that time were leftists. There were those who used to have far-right tendencies, but they were few. Interestingly, they favored Falange. They were not part of our group, though.
Curiosamente, o sea, de la Falange, no nuestra comunidad, pero se conoce de gente que... Nosotros éramos, digamos, los hombres del maletín, ¿no? Estábamos yendo siempre a Madrid a hablar con el gobierno.
As the saying goes, we were men of luggage. We constantly went to Madrid in order to talk to the government and hold meetings and discussions with different people. We were trying to promote Islam in Spain at that difficult time. They thought we were strange creatures and put all kinds of labels on us. Unusual, weird, foreign agents, etc. It continued in the ominous years following the September 11 attacks. The September 11 incident and the bombing of the Atocha train station on March the 11th happened during our time. You can write several books on this. We were there. When there was a fatwa against Bin Laden, the Islamic Commission of Spain was the first group which dared reveal the true face of Al-Qaeda.
Desenmascarar todo el juego y toda la falsedad de Al-Qaeda. Desde el punto de vista islámico, se condenaba rotundamente todo tipo de terrorismo.
Islam has condemned all forms of terrorism. Our efforts bore fruit. The Muslim Committee in Spain has grown stronger. It is a real movement. We have people who belong to the second and third generations. Now we can't talk about a third generation of Muslims of Spanish origin, right?
De musulmanes de origen español.
Cuando me hice musulmán, tomé contacto con un grupo que era la llamada islámica de Al-Andalus.
When I became a Muslim, I met a group called Yama Islamica al-Andalus there. This article belonged to the time when it was first established in the city of Malaga. We thought that Islam was not only a religious issue, but also a way of life. Since none of the existing parties pleased us, we decided to found the Frente de Liberación de Andalucía. This party believed that the capitulations of Santa Fe, which Boabdil and Catholic kings had signed, were not enforced correctly. According to this document, the Emirate of Granada was supposed to be given to them in exchange for the tolerant treatment of Muslims and respect for their culture and customs, but they did not adhere to that contract. This is an example of theft from Andalusians by the Crown of Castile. According to the rules of the party, we Andalusians should not serve in Spain's military. According to the Islamic laws, riba is abominable. Earth, air, water and soil do not belong to anyone, and those who work on it are entitled to it. Some of the things we had put in our plans were just crazy. That's why 8,000 or 9,000 people voted for us. I think it was too much. How can 8,000 people vote in favor of such things? Apparently, we were not the only people who were crazy. There were others like us. We took part in the municipal elections with an Andalusian and radical plan. We also took part in Europe's elections. We used to say we were anti-Europe. In press conferences, they asked us why we had announced our candidacy. We weren't foretellers, but I could see that entering the European Parliament meant achieving what we are today. We are at the back of the line. They started a major media campaign against us, calling us Morocco's spies. I was just an Andalusian who had decided to become a Muslim and talk about certain things. Call it crazy, but I had the right to claim whatever I wanted. They took a series of actions against some of our colleagues, but I was not afraid of such things because I'd seen similar things at the time of Franco and was used to them. But some people were really scared, so they went home and the movement came to a stop.
Se produce en Izquierda Unida de Ceuta un fenómeno muy original, ¿no? Yo diría que hasta singular.
An unprecedented phenomenon occurred in Ceuta's United Left Party. I think it was a singular event. There was a United Left group in Ceuta. Over 100 Muslims from Ceuta who had Spanish passports decided to join the United Left Party.
Con pasaporte español, que quieren ingresar en Izquierda Unida. Hay un debate, hay una discusión interna.
There was a dispute, an internal debate. Some of the leaders of the United Left Party did not deem it suitable for such a large and populous group to join the United Left Party. They found it an unpleasant phenomenon.
Que lo veía negativamente, ¿no? De alguna manera, ¿no? Con prejuicio.
Apareció.
One day, some of our friends from the United Left Party came to see us. Manolo was with them. He had understood us, opened the door to us, and invited us to join the Communist Party.
Nos invitó a pasar al Partido Comunista.
A nosotros lo que nos pareció a la dirección de Izquierda Unida, en aquella época era Julio Anguita el coordinador.
They're managing the United Left Party, and Judy Anguita was the coordinator at that time. In our opinion, it was really ridiculous and unbelievable that people who had all the requirements to join the United Left Party were denied the chance to do so. In the end, we were forced to choose from among a Christian minority of Spanish origin who were connected to the United Left Party and were neither Christian nor Spanish, because in our opinion it was more democratic and fair. We preferred to be able to be together in the form of an organization, but it could not be.
Nos parecía que era más democrático y justo. Hubiésemos preferido que todos pudiesen convivir en una sola organización, pero no fue posible.
Volvimos a ser admitidos.
They accepted us again. In those years, a very tense relationship existed between our group and the Federal United Left. We learned a lot during the hard years of our political struggle.
Intensos de lucha política, de aprendizaje.
Y felizmente llevamos ya muchos.
This group has existed for years. Most of them are from Ceuta, but their motto is equality and their religion is Islam.
La llamada izquierda.
We can say that what was called left bears some consistency with Islam in issues such as social justice, defending the values of brotherhood, and protecting the poor.
Prophet Muhammad says all Muslims are equal. No one is superior to others.
Acknowledging something that is different from you. Equality is something that turns us into the critics of capitalism.
I've grown up in a good family. We were well off, but I used to see people who didn't live a comfortable life. I didn't like that at all. I never felt I was different from the others. Let me tell you a story about my own village. One day, a maid was fired from the house she worked in. When she reached the street, she took off her apron. She didn't know her boss was following her. When he saw her without an apron on the street, he asked her, "What were you thinking, coming outside without an apron?" I didn't like that kind of behavior. I've lived with such things.
Esa forma de tratar, todo eso a mí me ha sentado muy mal. O sea, eso lo he vivido yo.
We need to take two things into consideration. First, what is our understanding of Islam? What is people's understanding of Islam? And what is our opinion of leftism? We talk about leftists, leftist movements that took form before Marx and Lenin, freedom-fighting movements, right? People who try to change the old order and hierarchical and feudal systems say they are looking for a different kind of society. This is the word used in all the stories. Victory, victory, freedom, conquest, victory. At that time, Islam was considered a freedom-giving ideological movement, as modern people say, something unbelievable.
Como hoy en día se dice, un pelotazo, ¿no? La gente recibía al Islam.
People willingly convert to Islam, right? Of course, conversion is another matter. It's not possible for a group of 300 or 1,000 people to occupy a country like Spain in 3 years. There must be more to it.
Como España, tuvo que haber otra cosa, ¿no?
La Arabia antes de Muhammad era.
Before Prophet Muhammad came along, Saudi Arabia was involved in tribal wars, war, revenge, chaos. Islam established peace in the southern shores of the Mediterranean Sea. Without a sword, saying that they attacked Iberian Peninsula is not true. It never happened. It was impossible for the Arab military to get there and conquer everything in 3, 4, 5, or even 10 years. It was even harder in Rome. They left Mecca and reached Gijón in a short time. Well, they had a strong cavalry. No one died. Everyone had left Saudi Arabia. It was really odd. Then they went to Austria.
Que no se sostiene.
Parece que llegaron unos señores árabes. Acabaron a todo con todo quisqui que aquí había.
Apparently, several Arab men arrived and destroyed everything here, and then a bunch of people who lived in Asturias mountains evicted the Muslims and Arabs after 800 years. If we look at it carefully, we have to ask ourselves, when did the Arabs reach Morocco? In 1700, I think.
A Marruecos, que está en el camino. En año 1700 y pico, 1770.
Then how did these troops go there in 711? Did those soldiers drop from the sky? This is the story they've told us, a story that is hard to believe.
Es la historia que nos han contado, una historia difícil de creer.
While Spanish cities were advancing, the Europe was progressing, and North Africa, the Arab world, and the world of Islam was producing wealth and knowledge. The city we are in now was a great center of knowledge and science.
Something is really interesting. It seems there is a void at the history of Muslims.
Hay un vacío.
Libro ninguno. Es que aquí no quedó ninguno.
There were no books left. In 1492, Muslims had been politically and militarily defeated. Then came the Inquisition, centuries of chasing, until nothing was left. Nothing. Though I believe it was not just about religions, it included everything: food, clothes, perfumes, one's posture, way of construction. Their goal was to eradicate a civilization.
La última parte, ¿no?
Fueron expulsados y les cortaron la cabeza a todos los que no podían.
All those who opposed them were beheaded. Read Quevedo's poems to know what they used to say about Jews and Muslims. Racism at its worst form. He's one of the country's greatest poets and writers. Unfortunately, after the union of Isabel's and Fernando's kingdoms and its aftermaths, ethnic groups were systematically excluded from the Spanish identity.
De los reinos en torno a Isabel y Fernando y toda la historia posterior.
I doubt there was something called Spain in the 16th century. Maybe there are people like me who think an ethnic cleansing took place.
Alguno puede pensar como yo pienso que es una limpieza étnica.
Que eso de expulsión se acabó con los.
This expulsion destroyed Muslims and Arabs, or whatever we call them. From 1492 to 1600, there was a war on the peninsula. I mean, they were not banished. They were here, and they were armed.
They attack you, try to suppress you, try to destroy your identity. This is what they have done to Islam. You need to know such things. It might seem that we are all equal, but we are not. As a great matador from Seville says, some are more equal than others. The Quran and the teachings of the Prophet were very influential in my life. We can look at this issue from various aspects. It's an interesting discussion. Islam is an influential ideology, right? It changes people and leaves a profound impact.
The dynasty of Andalusia is Islam.
It is Islam. Islam.
When I found Islam, I said I found my place in life.
My curiosity and desire to know the world of Islam is also because of my friendship with Anjita. He was an expert on Islamic issues. He was known as the Red Khalifa, but there was a real issue here. Isn't that right? For example, one of the most interesting things you can have is that you ask Anjita to describe the city of Cordoba to you.
He has a good grasp of Arabic.
I believe that Quran is a starting point. The teachings of Prophet Muhammad are the foundations of a path that leads to something new. It's not a destination. It's not moving backwards. It's the starting point for moving forward. Of course, you need to adapt it to the present and consider the time and place. I believe there is a vision for improving and moving towards social equality in all its aspects.
The purpose of Islam is to change us for the better, right? This individual progress is lead to progress in the society, right?
You know that you'll be held accountable in front of God, but there will be no intermediates. You should use your conscience to decide what is right and what is wrong.
We can't blame political officials or parties. That would be too easy and convenient. If these societies are unfair, each of us is to some extent at fault.
If your behavior is not consistent with your ideology, you can be any kind of man you want, but you do not represent the ideology. Islam is the religion of fair peace, because if fair peace does not exist, it's not peace at all, it's just oppression.
So, being a leftist means being anti-capitalism. In other words, capitalism creates structural discriminations, inequality of power, consumption, wealth, and income. We seek human equality in social and economic aspects. We are trying to create a society which is free from exploitation and domination.
Y desde ahí construir una sociedad sin explotación y sin dominio, ¿no?
We live in a world where those who don't reach a certain rank and position are considered criminals. It means if you don't get there, you've failed and betrayed the faith of others in you. Understanding these issues is very difficult. Intense competition and introducing economic indicators in all the activities leads to crisis. Constantly seeking economic returns leads to failure. Some things are priceless. Everyone wants to grow. All countries want to progress. But this is a disaster. This planet has limited resources.
Problems such as unemployment reflect a state and society that are not on the right course, right? In Spain, for example, there are currently 6 million unemployed people. These people are in need. There are others who are not even categorized among the unemployed, but are in need.
Like any other citizen, I'm afraid too. It's painful to see people who sacrificed their lives to protect the regime. This regime is crushing us for its own survival. There are even worse things. In a capitalist system like this, the worst thing that can happen to you is not being exploited, but the fact that no one wants to exploit you. Being exploited is bad, but having no one to exploit you is even worse. It means you do not have any resources that can be exploited. It's a civil death. Lack of jobs is a civil death.
So we caught in the grip of some marauders. I do not trust politicians. They are not willing to do anything for this country. They only try to serve their own interests and preserve their own status, keep their positions and help their family and friends. So what can we expect when the worst kind of people rule over us? Yes, that's how it goes. No party can guarantee a proper governorship. None. Another problem is that if you do not vote, according to the existing law, even if only 10% of the population participates in elections, they can choose the government. Even if the remaining 90% refuse to vote, they never feel ashamed and say, I'll resign, because no one voted for me. Rest assured that they will not leave.
Es decir, como no me ha votado casi nadie, dimito. No, seguro que se queda.
Dios es generoso y da medios para todo el mundo, ¿no? Otra cosa es que
God is generous and helps everyone. The fact that there are certain groups who have the power and use it to their own interests is another matter. Religion and politics are never separate in Islam. Instead, it's a guarantee that makes officials have principles, right? Those who run the country must have principles, right? And if that person is not suitable, he has to be dismissed. For us, everything goes according to logic. Everything is consistent. A complete system. There is no reason to divide it. A person can't divide up the system, cannot divide it into emotional, spiritual, and physical parts, right? He is a person, a complete being. That's why it is in a Muslim society. We can't divide it up, that would be like killing, right?
El capitalismo siempre ha sido el desarraigo.
Capitalism means eradication, change, contradiction. You are no longer yourself. You have no identity anymore. In a capitalist society, man has a sense of nostalgia. The problem is how to build a smaller society within this capitalist society. Solidarity, freedom, equality, and autonomous government, I consider them deep leftist values. In order to achieve them, you need to break the capitalist system.
Todos esos lazos, para construirlo, tienes que romper con el capitalismo.
La fraternidad.
Brotherhood and solidarity should start from one's family, one's neighborhood. It should start from a fellow human being, then it will gradually become all-consuming.
Y poco a poco ir extendiéndose.
El propio Muhammad dijo en cierta ocasión.
Prophet Muhammad says, the earth is a mosque, as clean as a mosque. The earth is a gift granted by God, with all its trees and creatures, and we are its guardians and should take care of everything. The earth is ours to enjoy, to create a better life in. We should enjoy life. You cannot destroy ecosystems because then you will be destroyed. We are all connected. And everything in nature has a purpose. We may not realize it, but God has created it that way. And there is certainly a reason. We should think about nature, take refuge in it. The more jungles we have, the better it is for everybody.
There were some countries which were governed by leftist governments and unfortunately inflicted great damage on the nature. Ecology does not belong to any party and is no one's legacy. It's a heritage for humanity, so I do not think that ecology must be connected to the leftists. They may be very supportive of the nature while workers are hungry. Yes, they should not destroy even one tree.
Profit is more important than anything. In order to achieve profit, you destroy everything around you. You ruin people's lives. You destroy nature. Human beings are moving away from humanity every day. That should come to an end. because this theft, this wealth they're accumulating is beyond their needs. There are families whose wealth is more than that of a country. Most of them do not produce anything. They're brokers. It means they take something from you and then sell it when its price goes up. I don't produce it, I store it. And then I tell you, it should be competitive, you need to lower the price. No, no, son. We need to let everything run its course, then everyone will get their share. If you build a dam and hold the water, everyone will be left thirsty. But if you have a dam and let the water flow into a creek, everyone will be able to drink that water. Yes, that's how it is. Water is a metaphor, though it's not really metaphorical. Because one of these days, they'll privatize water as well. You'll see, they'd be telling us, you don't really need a lot of water.
Dirán que es un lujo que no nos hace falta.
Pues lo veo mal. Veo la situación. Y yo no soy un experto.
I think this situation is very bad. I don't know. I'm not a political expert. But I believe there are no short-term solutions. You want to know my opinion about the fact that banks confiscate people's houses? Well, in my opinion, they have no shame. Is it so hard for the parliament to approve non-recourse loans? Well, political parties need to come to an agreement on that, right? That's a rule, right? Can we have any expectations? No?
Podemos esperar algo. Absolutamente nada.
This is forbidden for us because it means living or earning one's living through other people's needs. When a person is in need and asks someone else to help him, and that person tries to take advantage of the situation and serve his own interests, this is immoral. Suppose someone throws you out of your house, that is contrary to Islam.
De frente y claramente, ¿no?
Este tipo de pintadas nos hacen.
Such things change our view of the world. Needs should not become means of trade. This happens not only in Cordova and other Spanish cities, but also all over the world. This is not something that needs to be painted.
No debería hacer falta que estuviera pintado.
Una crisis motivada por el Partido Popular, no.
Has the People's Party created this crisis? No. Has the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party created this crisis? No. The people of Spain have brought this crisis upon themselves. People take part in elections every 4 years and vote in favor of one party, but they don't participate actively in politics to solve the problems of villages or cities, and then provinces, autonomous states and countries. And finally, the European Union and the United Nations.
El primer paso no lo hacemos. Y el segundo lo hacemos mal. Y si votamos a un político local que no nos funciona, pero votamos porque tiene unas siglas.
This should happen step by step. If we don't take the first step and take a sloppy second step and vote for a local politician who will do us no good just because we like him, voting for politicians like Mr. Barcenas will become a general rule. He is accused of fraud and embezzlement. He is a senator in Cantabria who has gotten the highest number of votes in the parliamentary elections for 2 terms, while he's neither from Cantabria nor ever lived there. In many cases, people vote for a candidate they do not know just because they belong to a political party. That person is chosen to do as he pleases for 4 years. The result is that you see now crisis everywhere. The economy, ethics, families. That is the problem of us Spaniards. It is not something that has been imposed on us.
Es problema nuestro, de los españoles. No es una cosa que nos hayan impuesto. Es una cosa que nos hemos puesto.
Thank you.
With the so-called discovery of America and the development of capitalism, we suddenly entered an era of madness and insanity. It certainly reached its culmination in the 20th century. Dictatorial movements, right? I'm talking about Soviet communism and fascism, Zionism, the fruits of this and other centuries. Radical liberalism. Humanity has stepped into an irrational path. The situation is so bad, it's frightening.
Es algo que pone los pelos de punta, ¿no?
El resultado natural solo puede ser el desastre.
Naturally, the result would be a disaster. Of course, we have to be optimistic. We have no other choice. Something's going to come out of this crisis. Who knows? Either a worse crisis or a positive thing.
Más caos, algo mucho peor. ¿O puede ser algo positivo?
Hombre, yo veo el futuro muy mal. Absolutamente muy mal, ¿no?
I think a terrible future awaits us. Very bad, right? So bad that even the human species may disappear from the earth. I have no doubt about it. Perhaps all religions share the same opinion. We need to stop this catastrophe, which is an everyday tragedy. You don't need to think about the Greek islands. We see it every day, every morning we wake up.
No hay que irse a pensar a calenda griega. Lo vemos cada día, ¿no? Cada mañana, ¿no? Cuando nos levantamos.
Unos principios bien llevados.
A set of moral principles can save us from this financial crisis, but in order to do that, there is no need for the humankind to return to its human principles. That will get us nowhere. The fact that we humans are constantly looking at numbers and figures, working and earning money, because each human being has a different way of life.
O más de una.
Hombre, a mí lo primero que se me ocurre es irme del país.
The first thing that comes to my mind is to leave this country. Maybe I'll find relief then. But my age doesn't let me be adventurous. What am I supposed to do? Well, I cooperate with special organizations, with grassroots organizations, adult or youth organizations, or NGOs, helping them as a lawyer. I do everything I can for them. If necessary, I devote 2 or 3 hours a day to them. Of course, we can't change the system this way, but it's all right if I can solve the problems of a couple of families.
Solucionarle un problema a dos familias, pues algo es algo.
Lo que está pasando es culpa nuestra.
We are to be blamed for these events, and we can solve these problems. We can remedy this situation. We shouldn't put up our hands and give up. Say this is how it's supposed to be and we need to live with it. No, we can set things right. That is Prophet Muhammad's message. I'm talking about the situation here. I'm not saying that it would have been great if we thought everything was going to be all right. Yes, everything can be all right. Everything can be perfect, but only if you have a conscience.
Muy conciencia.
The government tries to keep people in ignorance of politics, to put them to sleep, to suppress any protest or criticisms. They always try to sell you this Disney idea that tomorrow will be a better day, and they try to welcome you to the future you always dreamed of. It's a big lie, and we must fight it, but in different ways. Small movements are very precious. I think that is Prophet Muhammad's message, the message of hope. Prophets used to arise when the situation was very bad, very sensitive.
Aparecieron en momentos muy delicados.
Y no es casualidad de que la religión esté unida a la historia de la especie humana.
It is no coincidence that religion is intertwined with the history of mankind. I believe that religion reflects the highest needs of humans in this world, and religion is an encouraging tool, a way of life in harsh and horrible conditions, like the majority of people's situation. I believe religion plays an important role in the society of humans. Let me explain it in a different way that is not very scientific, okay? There are neighborhoods in the city of Lima in which life is very difficult if you don't believe in God.
Lo voy a decir de una manera menos científica, ¿no? Hay barrios de Lima que es muy difícil poder seguir viviendo allí si uno no cree en Dios.
tenemos que tener una lucha continua.
We must continue to struggle. It's an internal struggle within ourselves to try to be fair to others. If we don't treat others fairly, the society will not move in the right direction. We should try to be good to others and avoid bad deeds. Will we succeed? I don't know.
¿Lo conseguimos? No lo sé.
Pues el futuro tiene que pasar por recuperar otra vez la cordura.
The future lies in the restoration of our common sense. Common sense has been destroyed in Europe in recent centuries. Now we are required more than ever to reflect on the truth of our principles, which are the essence of our being. This means we should return to the source. We should sit down again and ask ourselves the usual questions. There are three or four questions. Who am I? What is this? What am I doing here? There are three questions. I think we shall start talking again afterwards.
Yo creo que vamos a estar otra vez hablando, empezando a hablar, ¿no?
Yo. Soy de lo que llaman la izquierda.
I'm one of those people who are called leftists. I am a proponent of social justice, family justice, justice with a capital J, if that is leftism. Then yes, I am a leftist. If that is rightism, yes, I'm a rightist. If it is moderation, then I'm a moderate. But I think justice is beyond any party.
Siglas de partidos.
When I was 20 years old, I dreamed of changing the world. But now, at this age, I hope the world doesn't change me.